Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's October 25th at, let's see, 1:21 in the morning. We have a little chaos going on in the cabin. That's why it took a minute to get the time there. We've got headlight going and a variety of other lights going. We've been going along on starboard tack at about 10 knots, plus or minus, sometimes to 11, sometimes down to 9, with about 12 to 17 knots of wind. Earlier in the day, most of the day, we spent almost flat calm and didn't really get out of sight of land for about the first 8 or 10 hours or so. But then the breeze finally came from the south. The recent chaos, we had the solent up, and we had full main for a while, and then when it got dark, since it was going to be the first time at sea for a while, I went to one reef just to be a little bit more cautious, and been going along. Breeze is built, and we had tanks 1, 2, and 3 on the starboard side in, plus full keel cant, and making a good time. But all of a sudden, about 20 minutes ago, for no apparent reason, sitting here at the chart table, watching the radar, occasionally going up on deck to take a look around, the boat just, the autopilot alarm went off, and the boat backed. And so all the ballast is on the wrong side, boat laid over on its side. And fortunately, was able to get the keel back into the center, and that straightened the thing up a little bit, but we still have the three tanks in on one side, and it's you really can't drain those. You can pump it out, but it would take probably an hour and a half to pump those out, so you really need to be moving. So the boat was actually on the wrong tack, making 3 or 4 knots, and so was able to shut down the entire B&G system, recycle it, start it all up again, and then had enough forward speed with the 4 knots with the jib on the wrong side, the main on the wrong side into the running backstay to be able to just throw the helm over hard and hope that it would turn enough, and it did, and we were able to tack back. So that was very fortunate that we were able to do that. One's pretty, I don't know exactly what the next phrase would be about the B&G to understand what exactly happened. We've had this B&G system every once in a while, just for no reason, even in the middle of the night, if we're sitting at the dock and all the systems are on, all of a sudden the B&G alarm goes off, and we don't know what it is. There were no error messages on any of the displays when this all happened, so no clues either. So a bit on the scary side, wondering when that might happen next, and might it happen in far more demanding circumstances than 13, 14 knots of wind, solent, and a reef in the main going upwind to 10 knots. So that's the real concern. Anyway, we're proceeding apace, back on course, and we shall see. So Great American 4, off and clear.